The following podcast will contain spoilers, tangents, hot takes, and excessive foul language. Viewer discretion is advised. Enjoy the show.
Greetings, horror fans, and welcome to episode 239 of Frightmares. I'm your host, Austin Proctor, and joining me for the Frights of 2024 is my wife, Gabrielle Gabrielle.
Wow, I am apparently getting a divorce since we're not here. I'm not using your last name anymore.
Gabrielle Proctor. Good grief. I haven't biffed that in a while.
Good work. Good work.
I did it. I hope you enjoy our new little intro there from Ghostface. I made a new little tune, a new little ditty, whatever you want to call it. You'll still get the classic one at the end of the show, but I figured it's been 5 years. Let's switch it up. Let's do something new.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Oh, shut up. Wanted to just rejuvenize, you know.
Oh, do you want to change things up sometime? So I can't change a table runner, but you can change your podcast intro.
She's made it's been 5 years. How long have we had that runner?
3 years.
So two more years, mother trucker.
No, I'm bored with it. I'm done. Over it. It's dead to me now.
Good grief. You get so bored with all the fucking things in the house.
You're lucky I don't want to change the artwork.
I don't have time for this. Oh my goodness. So yeah, new little intro.
Where we complain about home decor.
Yeah. We're doing the Frights of 2024. This is something we do every single year, and we're going to be talking about a whole bunch of movies that are coming out next year, or this year now. It's still technically next year because it's like, what is today, the 28th mm-hmm. of December? So technically next year, but this will be coming out in 2024, obviously. So welcome to the new year.
Yay. Happy New Year. May it be at least 10% better than last year. I'll take 10% better.
Something. I need something better than last year. The only thing good that came out of last year was the tiny baby.
Our sweet baby angel who has now taken to slapping us with her nails. owns us.
If it wasn't for her, last year just would have been all shit.
All trash.
So let's get things rolling here. We're shooting for 30 to 40 minutes this year for the episode. Shorten them down a bit because I just don't have time.
We do have a baby who is going to be swiftly moving into mobile baby.
Correct.
And then we're going to be busy all the time.
And it'll be quicker to edit. Also, no bonus episodes this year because, again, baby. The reason I was doing them last year is because we missed like 2 months in 2022. So
we were busy those days.
That was when I was going through just a really rough time with like depression and shit. And I was like, I just don't feel like doing the podcast. So that's why we did bonus episodes last year to kind of make up for not being around for 2 months, because that was like 10 episodes and you got, 12 bonus episodes last year. So you just don't have time for bonus episodes and long podcasts. Let's do this. Let's get right into it. The first thing that's releasing that I could find is a movie called, and this is all stuff that I've found. Obviously, we're not talking about every single release. It's just not possible to squeeze it all in. But I've got like 40 movies here, so we got to get rolling. The first one is Night Swim, PG-13, coming out the 5th of this month. A woman swimming in her pool at night is terrorized by an evil spirit. I don't know. I don't expect much from this. It just looks fun.
Yeah. I also don't expect much out of this. I need to see more, but obviously they're holding it back, which I appreciate. I respect that.
Yeah.
However, it means I don't know if I'm super invested or if we're just going to watch it at some point.
And January is usually the time where studios will just dump their movies they think won't do well. So Januarys are very hit or miss for horror movies.
That's true.
It's directed by Bryce McGuire, who did a short of the same name for Night Swim, starring Riot. Yes. I almost said Riot Russell. Wyatt Russell and Kerry Condon. So, I mean, hey, you know, I'm down. I like the cast, and it sounds like it's going to be fun. It looks like it's going to be kind of ooky spooky time. I assume a lot of jump scares. So
probably.
All right, you do the next one.
Yay. Okay. This one I think I saw a mini trailer for, saw when it was coming out and was like, okay, this is what we're doing for Valentine's Day. It is Lisa Frankenstein, which I'm sure is no play on Lisa Frank, with Frankenstein, obviously. It's PG-13, coming out February 9th, 2024. A coming-of-rage love story about a teenager and her crush who happens to be a corpse. After a set of horrific circumstances bring him back to life, the two embark on a journey to find love, happiness, and a few missing body parts. It, like, the aesthetics on this, it's very neon, it's very 80s, the music, I'm like, I'm 100% in on this one. Very excited. So Zelda Williams is directing, and if you do not know who that is, that's Robin Williams' daughter. It's her directorial debut. Very, very cool. And then written by Diablo Cody, who is known for Jennifer's Body and also for writing Juno.
Two wildly different movies about teenagers.
Not if you listen to how the teenagers are talking.
Well, yeah, fair.
They all use very specific lingo. Diablo Cody is known for a very stylized way of talk, so we can, I'm sure, get some very special phrases out of this film, too.
Oh, yeah.
So this will have Carla Cugino, Catherine Newton, and Cole Sprouse. It looks like it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, this looks like it's going to be a fun horror comedy. And PG-13.
A romantic horror comedy. So just in time for Valentine's Day. Very exciting.
Yeah, good stuff. Next up here, we have Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey 2.
That now rhymed. With twice as much poo and honey.
two Winnie, two Pooh. not rated yet, coming out February 16th. Plot is being kept under wraps. Directed by the same guy who did the first one, Reese Frack Waterfield. It's got Scott Chambers, Ryan Olivia, and Tallulah Williams, or Evans. So, you know, people that I've never heard of. But
you're
there,
just,
you go.
You're just saying names
at
this
I'm
point.
I'm just saying things. So.
Yeah, that'll be a film.
Hey,
I got nothing.
You know what? The first one delivered on exactly what I wanted. A trash film with some decent effects.
Do you know what?
It was trash. But I loved it.
Okay.
And this one made a few million dollars, so they're
Because everyone wanted to see the weird ass Winnie the Pooh movie.
Yeah, I think it made like $5 or $10 million on $100,000. So at least they'll have, hopefully there will be more practical effects, because there was some really bad CGI blood in this. But I was like, whatever. It's just so ridiculous and over the top. So
yeah, this is the exact reason why Disney gets the laws changed to keep Mickey and Minnie out of fucking public domain.
Yeah.
So people will be doing weird shit.
Next up.
The next one is Imaginary. It's not rated yet. I'm guessing maybe R, based on the other films up there. We can hope it's more of a Kick-Ass 2 situation. Anyway, coming out March 8th, 2024. A woman returns to her childhood home to discover that the imaginary friend she left behind is very real and unhappy that she abandoned him. There is a fucking episode of Supernatural that does this, like, oh, the imaginary friends are real and one of them's murdering people.
It's like Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey 1, when he's pissed that Christopher Robin abandoned him and he's going to kill him.
Yeah. So, directed, I'm guessing, by...
it's directed and starring.
Sorry. By Jeff Wadlow, who did Cry Wold?
Wolf.
Cry Wolf? Okay. I didn't know what it was. Sorry. Kick-Ass 2, Truth or Dare, and Fantasy Island. Truth or Dare, I recall being a little bit silly, but I liked Fantasy Island more than other people did. So.
Yeah, I did too.
Starring DaWanda Wise, Tom Payne, and Betty Buckley, who have all also been in films, I'm assuming.
Things. Done stuff.
Stuff things.
Next, we have The First Omen, not rated yet, coming out on April 5th. A young American woman is sent to Rome to begin a life of service to the church, but encounters a darkness that causes her to question her faith and uncovers a terrifying conspiracy that hopes to bring out the birth of evil incarnate. Directed by Arkasha Stevenson, who did 6 episodes of Channel Zero. starring Bill Nye, the Science Guy, Ralph Ineson, Nell Tigerfree, and Sonia Braga.
Well, I like Bill
it's
Nye.
It's Bill Nye, you know, sans Science Guy.
He doesn't do science. He does British.
He does British, and yeah, he's a great actor.
He's a delight and everything, unless he's scary, and then he is scary, but still a delight.
This is one of those franchises I'm like, I don't really care if we get a remake. You know, whatever. It's due for one. We haven't had one since 2006. So it's been like 17 years at this point. Fuck it. Do another one. I don't care.
I mean.
I don't care. All right. Next up.
All right. Next up is Untitled Monster Thriller. Not yet rated. Wow. Can't wait to watch that. Coming out 4/19/2024. Plot under wraps. I know, guys. Don't get too excited. Just reel it in. Just stop freaking out. Directed by Matt Bettinelli Alpin and Tyler Gillette. Radio Silence.
Yes.
VHS Shorts, Ready or Not, and Scream 5 and 6. Oh, there we go. Okay, now I read that right. Oh, Radio Silence. There we go.
Silence, not science.
I said silence.
Sounded like you said science.
Your face said science.
Okay.
Starring Melissa Barrera, Dan Stevens, Catherine Newton, who's going to be busy this year.
So is Melissa Barrera. She's in a whole
Kevin Durand and Angus Cloud. Sorry.
Just cut right through that, but okay. Yeah, she's going to be in a fuck ton of stuff this year. So.
Sorry, I was in the train of thought situation there.
I know Plot Under Wraps is something they say when they don't want to release the information, but I hope it's a Mummy movie, just so that way that would be a lot funnier. Plot Under Wraps, Mummy.
Catherine Newton is the Mummy.
No.
Oh, man. It'll just be like the plot of Mannequin, but scary because the plot of Mannequin does involve ancient Egypt.
I think it's going to be a werewolf one, I'm pretty sure.
I mean, probably. I'm always so suspicious. Oh, Angus Cloud's going to be in. Didn't Angus Cloud die this year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or last year. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Sorry. Last year. Bummer.
Yeah. So. Next up, we have Immaculate, not yet rated, coming out April 24th. Cecilia, a woman of devout faith, is warm welcome to the picture-perfect Italian countryside, where she is offered a new role in an illustrious convent. But it becomes clear to Cecilia that her new home harbors dark and horrifying secrets. That just sounds just like The Omen. She went to Italy to become something about a church? The hell? It's like the
something
same,
about a church.
Like the same plot. Directed by Mikhail Mohan, who did The Voyeur, starring Sydney Sweeney, Simona Tabasco, and Alvaro Morte. I am probably butchering all of those names, and I'm sorry.
Sydney Sweeney's right. She's in that new, that rom-com thing that we keep seeing trailers for.
Yeah.
And she's also in,
Euphoria.
Yes.
Yeah, we talked about this on the Rare Exports episode, so, yeah. All right, next up.
The Watchers, not yet rated. It's coming out June 7th, 2024. Follows Mina, a 28-year-old artist, as she gets stranded in an extensive, immaculate forest in Western Ireland. How immense could it be? Extensive. It's Ireland.
You don't usually struggle with your words. Red leather, yellow leather.
Well, I am reading at an angle here.
Oh.
After
Do you
finding-
need your glasses?
Not for this shut your cake hole.
Oh my God.
After finding shelter, she becomes trapped alongside three strangers, stalked by mysterious creatures each night. It is directed by Ashana Shyamalan, 6 episodes of Servant, and it's going to have, Dakota Fanning, Georgina Campbell, Olin Fourier.
Yeah, it's a hard, she's she played, what's her face in the new Texas Chainsaw?
Curly hair?
No, it's the one who she's supposed to be the original girl, like if Sally or something.
Oh,
and she's also in Mandy.
And then
Shoban Hewlett, I think. Shoban.
I know how to say it, and it's not clicking in my head. I know how to say it.
Look at me and say it.
No, it's like in there. I know it's in there. I ain't got nothing. I'm sorry, everybody.
Yeah, I'm excited to see. M. Night Shyamalan's daughter do a movie that's pretty cool. Yeah, that's his daughter. Ashana Shyamalan. That's a fun name to say quick.
He did that shit on purpose.
Ashana Shyamalan. Next up, we have A Quiet Place Day One, not yet rated, coming out on June 28th. Plot is under wraps. Directed by the same guy who did Pig. His name is Michael Sarnofsky. We've got Joseph Quinn, Alex Wolff, Djimon Honsu, I think he passed away too. I'm pretty sure that guy did.
Is it the? I'll double check real quick.
This African American guy from the Marvel movies. I'm pretty sure.
No, yeah. You're thinking of the guy who was in John Wick.
Oh, I thought he was in. I thought he did Marvel movies. Huh. Okay.
Nah, he's very much alive.
I don't know who I'm thinking of then.
Yeah, because this is the guy who is gonna be in this.
Yeah, I thought he was one who passed away.
No, it's the guy who plays the concierge in John Wick.
Oh, there we go. Okay, that's right. Well, they were both in John Wick, so I just mistook one for the other.
Yeah, this guy. Bah, that guy.
Yeah, okay. That's so funny, though, that they were both in John Wick. Mm. Also, I have Dennis O'Hare and Lupita Nyong'o. So this is a fucking stacked cast for A Quiet Place, and it's going to be, you know, taking place on the first day of the attacks, so...
I think it'll be interesting to focus on other people because we've already seen the one family story. But given the way these aliens attack, you have a lot more room for different circumstances. Like, what if you were in a city instead of in a small town?
Yeah,
how would that work?
I don't see Emily Blunt or Krasinski on the roster, so I think it's gonna be like Walking Dead. Or Fear the Walking Dead. It's going to be same area, different people.
Well, Fear the Walking Dead had that guy from season one, and it carried
him. I know, but I mean, it's going to be more, you know, I'm just saying it's kind of like that, where it's focusing on a different group as opposed to the same. All right, next up.
Horrorscope. Nice. That is coming out June 28th, 2024. A group of college friends begins dying in ways connected to their fortunes after getting their horoscopes read.
Yeah.
Spencer Cohen and Anna Hallberg, Moonfall, and First Feature. And this will be starring Avantika.
Yeah, I don't know who that
Jacob
is.
Jacob Batalon and Humberly Gonzalez. Humberly. That sounds super silly. if they do another, like, gypsy curse thing. Like they gotta let that trope die already.
Yeah, other people can do curses.
Yeah.
Next up we have Trap, not yet rated, coming out August 2nd. Plot is being kept under wraps, but it is a new M. Night Shyamalan movie. Who he did things like The Village,
what?
The Sixth Sense, and The Glass Trilogy.
Holy shit! He directed all of those.
What?
He should do more movies.
Starring Josh Hartnett and Salika Shyamalan. I guess Salika is his wife? Other daughter?
The Shyamalans are very busy this
year. They are very busy this year.
Ooh, but I do like Josh Hartnett. He's not in enough stuff anymore.
I know. I don't know what happened to him. He kind of fell off. But anyways. Okay, next up.
Speak No Evil. Not rated. Coming out August. I guess they're taking a bit of a break for movies in July so far.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of stuff that, like, we're going to get to that doesn't have release dates yet.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot.
All coming out in July.
Yeah, we're doing all the ones that have release dates and then all the ones that are just, like, post-production. No release date
gotcha,
yet.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Okay, well, this one's coming out August 6th, 2024.
You're going to do that every time?
Absolutely.
Oh,
remake of Speak No Evil 2022. That was not in English, and that's why they're remaking this. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay.
Goddamn Americans gotta remake shit.
A family invited to spend a weekend in an idyllic country house go from dream vacation to psychological nightmare, and now I'm recalling that movie.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
The movie was so tense.
Oh, so stressful.
Yeah.
I remember seeing this and going, yeah, that sounds like something, but I kept getting it mixed up with a different movie, but then every time I see it, I'm like, oh, yeah, it's that one, and now I remember again. I've circled background.
Okay.
Directed by James Watkins, who did Eden Lake and The Woman in Black, starring Mackenzie Davis, James McAvoy, and Scoot McNairy.
How much you want to bet Mackenzie Davis plays a lesbian? I'll bet you $25.
Given the plot of this film, I think she's going to be married to James McAvoy.
Wow. What a change of pace for her.
Ooh, do you think they're going to actually set it in America?
Well, yeah.
It's going to lose some of its tension right there.
Next up, we have Alien Romulus, not yet rated, coming out August 16th, 2024. Young people from a distant world must face the most terrifying life form in the universe. Directed by Fede Alvarez, who did Evil Dead and Don't Breathe, and starring Isabel Merced, Kaylee Spaney, Archie Renew, and Eileen Wu. Very excited for another alien movie. Especially,
oh, yeah, I saw the thing for that, the poster.
Yeah, especially because it's Fede, and I know it's going to be a hard R, and it's going to be like it's going to be hyper gory. I'm so fucking excited.
Yeah. They PG-13 it.
Oh, my God. fuck that movie. I'd boycott it.
All right.
The next one is just, there's so much information. It's a bountiful amount of information.
I'm going to make some plot predictions here.
Okay.
Smile 2, now with more grins. Not rated yet. It's coming out August 18th, 2024. Plot under wraps, directed by Parker Finn from Smile. We can only assume that it's going to crank up the upsetting parts. Some people found this movie funny. Okay, therapy. And has no cast currently. Can't imagine why no one from the first film is re-returning. I guess they'll probably, maybe they'll skip to the next people down the road, and or they will scoot it way the fuck back.
So I've already said this, but I will reiterate it. I have two possible theories. One, they are going to do the story that guy in jail mentioned, that there was another trail down in like South America. Because he mentioned
ooh,
that.
Oh, yeah.
So it's either going to be that, or it's going to be how it led up to the events of Smile.
That's what I'm saying. They're either going to have to push it forward or scoot it back or just take it somewhere else.
I have a third one. Or they take what happened at the end and they go through that guy's life. Or that guy's next 7 days and see how it passes along. But
for as long as he shall live.
Yeah, but I like the idea of doing a completely unrelated Smile, not trying to connect it to the first one, unless you do a little thing at the end, like I said, and you
a little nod.
But I think they should just focus on the one, or even the guy in jail. That would be cool. Like how he got rid of it, that would be such a great plot line to follow, because he got rid of it and is in jail now because of what he did. So that would be cool to see his storyline and how he was able to successfully end it and then see it kick back up again. Like that would be so cool.
Yeah, I just don't see how they're going to do another batshit crazy end shot like they did on the first one, because I think everybody, you're like, oh, okay, I see what this movie is, and at the end you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that thing at the end was like wearing everyone's face that it had killed. It was crazy.
No, the...
Yeah, that too.
That was upsetting.
Sorry,
you guys couldn't see that gesture, and I'm not going to describe it because it's going to sound really weird as a description.
Well, okay. Next up, we have Terrifier 3, not yet rated. It's going to be R or NC-17 or unrated. Coming out August 25th. Wait, 8/25. That's not right. It's coming out 10/25. I did that wrong. It's coming out 10/25, not 8/25. Art the Clown is set to unleash chaos on the unsuspecting residents of Miles County as they peacefully drift off to sleep Christmas Eve. Directed by Damien Leone, who did Terrifier 1 and 2. We've got Lauren Levera coming back, David Howard Thornton, Samantha Scafidi, and Elliot Fulham. So we've talked about this enough. Moving on. No offense to Terrifier 3. I'm very excited, but we've talked about it plenty.
I just want you to know that you're really going to have to pick and choose what's important to you in August, because Borderlands is coming out in August, and that's priority number one.
Okay.
There's no, we
can only see one movie a week anyways.
There's no discussion. Borderlands is number one. I have been waiting years.
Okay, move it on. Move it along.
Hey.
Go.
Oh. Nosferatu coming out Christmas Day 2024. A gothic tale of obsession between a haunted young woman and the terrifying vampire infatuated with her, causing untold horror in its wake. Robert Eggers, the Witch... and The Lighthouse.
The Vivitch.
Starring Emma Corrin, Nicholas Holt, Anya
Taylor... Aaron Taylor... it's Aaron Taylor Johnson, not Anya Taylor Joy. That's not a typo.
Yeah, well, then I hit myself in the teeth with the microphone, so we're doing good over here. Aaron Taylor Johnson, also known as Anya Taylor Joy.
Yep.
Willem Dafoe. Bill Skarsgård, Lily Rose Depp, and Ralph Ineson. What was Anya Taylor-Joy just not available for this?
I thought maybe I did fuck that up. Hold
on.
Oh
my God, please tell me you just typed in someone else's name entirely. That would be amazing.
No, Aaron Taylor Johnson right there.
Is it Anya Taylor-Joy in a wig?
No, it is a very, very masculine man.
Show me a face. Oh, yeah, that guy. Yeah, from Kick-Ass.
Yeah.
And a bunch of other stuff. He's married to someone like twice his age. It's super creepy.
That's not weird at all.
Oh, it's so weird. They met when he was like 14. Anyway.
Anywho's.
So this should be fun. I'm sure most people know Nosferatu. There haven't really been a lot in the way of remakes.
We talked about this.
They did do...
me and Corey talked about this. There's a couple, like Nosferatu the Vampire. There's like, over the years, there's been like five or six kind of different iterations, but not like a direct, like, Nosferatu.
Yeah, there was one with Willem Dafoe in it where it's about the filming, and Nosferatu is really a vampire. So I think that's the biggest one that had come out, but yeah. they really haven't done one that's like from the original, so that should be interesting.
I'm excited. This one doesn't have a release date. We're going to no release dates because this just got changed recently, and that's Jordan Peele's untitled fourth film. We already talked about this on Rare Exports, so I'm just going to move along. There's no cast. It's directed by Jordan Peele. It's going to be awesome.
No, that's all we needed to know.
Exactly. So next up here, we have Witchboard, not yet rated, and now all of these don't have dates. They're just slated to come out next year. This is a reimagining of the 1986 horror classic, directed by Chuck Russell, who is the fucking man. Did A Nightmare on Elm Street 3, Dream Warriors. He did The Mask. He did The Blob. Starring Madison Eastman and Jamie Campbell Bauer. So I'm excited.
Campbell Bauer.
Yeah, I need to watch the original and then watch this because it's a...
You have to assume this is like a Ouija board kind of thing.
Yeah, it is. Just guessing. Next up.
Long Legs, a story of one spider's rise to glory.
No daddy?
He gets that at the end. That's the sequel.
Did I show you that meme? It was like scientists naming insects, and it was like, call him Long Legs. He's like, no, that's not kinky enough. Daddy Long Legs. All right, go ahead. Sorry.
FBI agent Lee Harker is assigned to an unsolved serial killer case that could take unexpected turns, revealing evidence of the occult. Harker discovers a personal connection to the killer and must stop him before he strikes again. Directed by Oz Perkins, the Black Coat's daughter.
Yeah.
And we'll have Nicolas Cage, Alicia Witt, and Micah Monroe.
Yes. From It Follows.
Boom, yeah. Okay, cool.
She's great. Yeah, so that sounds fun. I'm into that. Especially with Nicolas Cage and Micah Monroe. Okay. Next we have Maxine with three X's, not yet rated, coming out sometime. Follows Maxine, who is the only survivor of the bloody incident of X, as she continues her journey towards fame to be an actress in 1980s Los Angeles.
I am willing to bet you cash money that Kevin Bacon will get more than 50% nude in this film.
Starring Mia Goth, Kevin Bacon, Michelle Monaghan, and Elizabeth Debicki. Why do you think he's going to get naked?
Because he did in Wild Things, so he's willing to do it. See the side of his dick in that movie.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, which he was upset about because he didn't realize that was happening. But I have seen him mostly or partially nude in some films, so I'm betting he gets more than 50% nude.
All right. I don't want to take that bet because he probably will. you want me to do this one so you can do this one?
I know I can do this one.
Okay.
Dust Bunny. One woman's struggle with cleaning a house.
The dust refuses to be cleaned.
It is, in fact, formed into one giant bunny on a murder ramp. Oh, man, I totally watched that movie.
It's just the bunny from Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
It's just a tiny little
run away
dust ball that just makes you sneeze intensely until you die.
Yeah, you just, oh, your, man, your allergies overcome you. Yeah.
You get me $50, we'll make that movie.
Oh, $50.
The entire $50 will be spent on the prop bunny.
We win the lottery. We'll just
make Dust Bunny with more dust and bunnies.
And bunnies. A lot of bunnies.
An 8-year-old girl asks her scheming neighbor for help killing a monster under her bed that she thinks ate her family. Directed by Brian Fuller. Queer for Fear, the history of queer horror. I'd never even heard of that.
Yeah.
Mads Mikkelsen, Sigourney Weaver, and David...
Dust Malchian.
Yeah.
Yeah. What a fucking cast, though, for a movie that sounds ludicrous.
Great cast. My movie sounds more fun. I'm just saying. Could you imagine just people sneezing and then just like blood and guts start shooting out of their face? Because
like the ending of Ready or Not, just like.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, man, we got to make that movie.
Yeah, we'll get right on that.
After we do my dog movie.
Yes. This Next up, The Strangers, chapters 1, 2, and 3, plot under wraps. Well, actually, no, I've already talked about this on the Rare Exports episode, I believe. Rennie Harlan, he did Prison, Die Hard 2, Deep Blue Sea, and Devil's Pass. And Madeline Petch is the only one in all three. It's coming out in May. So, like I said before already, this is a weird thing to do. If you're releasing, are you going to do, like, May, June, July? Because, like, why are you waiting till May to do the first one? Because they're all three coming out next year. So it just seems weird to...
It seems weird to do this at all.
Yeah. I mean, we've already talked about this. So I don't understand. I don't understand. Next up. What?
Jesus.
What?
The Conjuring, Last Rites, plot under wraps. Directed by David Leslie Johnson McGoldrick. Jesus, couldn't he put some more names on there? Wrote Orphan, so directorial debut?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay, starring...
Oh.
The Farmiga sister that's in all the American Horror Story
Taissa.
Stuff. Taissa. Probably. Vera Farmiga. Oh, they're going to be together.
I know. And it doesn't make sense because I'm pretty sure Taissa's playing the character from The Nun. So what the fuck?
Well, what years do those take place? Go check real quick.
The Nun takes place in, like, the 50s.
Yeah, and these are in the 70s, so, like, maybe they're going to age her up, man.
All right.
Or maybe this is when they're younger. Nah, that doesn't make sense.
No.
And then Daddy Wilson. I love this. You like Patrick Wilson, and you didn't want to see him run around and be dramatic through the Phantom of the Opera?
No.
Oh, my. Oh,
no, I'm sorry. I don't fucking like me. I like Sweeney Todd. Little Shop of Horrors and Rare Exports.
You just keep saying Rare Exports.
Fucking
suck.
No. What's the one from the fucking Repo?
Repo the Genetic Opera. There you go. Okay.
All right.
That was fun.
Next up, we have Weapons, Not Yet Rated. Don't know when it's coming out. It is an interrelated multi-story horror epic about the disappearance of high school students in a small town. Directed by Zach Krieger, who did Barbarian, starring Pedro Pascal and Renate Rinsvay.
Just based on the people working on this, I'm in.
I'm in. Oh, yeah, I'm in. All right, next up.
Adrift. Sorry.
You good over there?
A fishing boat, I was going to say now with more drift.
Jesus Christ.
A fishing boat discovers an abandoned yacht with a strange distress call. A deckhand agrees to take loan control of it while it's towed into port, but soon he discovers why it's called a ghost ship. So that feels like a mashup of a couple of movies.
Oh, yeah.
Darren Aronofsky.
Aronofsky. Should I just read these?
No, shut your cake hole.
Oh my God. You see the way she talks to me? Goodness.
No, but they can hear it. Requiem for a Dream, Mother, and The Whale.
Those are things he's directed.
Jared Leto is in it. All right.
Yay.
Yeah, he's doing stuff.
Still doing stuff. We have Heretic up next. Plot under wraps, rumor to follow. Two young women of religion who are drawn into a game of cat and mouse in the house of a strange man. Directed by Scott Beck, who did Haunt. He's also done other things writing-wise, and it's starring Hugh Grant and Sophie Thatcher. Boom. Heretic. Yeah. Yep. All right, next up.
I can't scroll past it. Thread, an insidious... Oh, good God. An insidious tale. Guys, like...
Hey. Just keep going.
I know.
Just keep going.
Okay. Jeremy Slater, directorial debut, wrote Death Note, 20 episodes of The Exorcist, and 6 episodes of Moon Knight, and 30 episodes of Umbrella Academy. Plots under wraps, though, has Mandy Moore and Kumail Nanjiani, and I'm not saying I don't like those two, and I like their acting. I'm just saying, for the love of God, with the franchises.
I understand.
Give it a fucking rest.
The only reason I'm excited is because of that is such a weird mix-up, but they're two great people, so I can't imagine the acting, and it will suck, you know?
Yeah.
Speaking of sequels, Untitled Cloverfield sequel is coming. Not rated yet. Plot unknown. Directed by Babak Anvari, which did nothing I recognize, and there's no cast yet. But we only have 2 sequels in that universe, so here's a 4th one. Get fucked.
Okay.
Next up.
Push Me to the Edge. All My Friends Are Dead. It's just God. All My Friends Are Dead. Sorry, guys. A group of college friends rent an Airbnb for the biggest music festival of the year. A weekend of partying quickly takes a turn as the group is murdered one by one. I can only assume this was created by someone who already hates Airbnb and knows they're struggling and assumes this will kill it altogether. Marcus Dunstan? Yeah. Dunstan, directing, did The Collector and The Collection. What'd I say?
Marcus Dunstan directed Did The Collector. Are you good? You are worrying me. Anyways.
I'm fine.
Look at who's in it.
Jade Pettyjohn, JoJo Siwa.
Yeah.
And Jennifer
Ns. Yeah, E-N-S. Speaking of sequels, return to Silent Hill.
Fuck me, man.
Not rated yet. When a mysterious letter calls him back to Silent Hill in search of his lost love, James finds a once recognizable town and encounters terrifying figures, both familiar and new, and begins to question his own sanity. Directed by Christoph Gans, who did Brotherhood of the Wolf and the original Silent Hill, starring Jeremy Irvine, Hannah Emily Anderson, Eve Macklin, and Evie Templeton. It is the year of remakes. Or sequels. Speaking of
remakes, Salem's Lot. Now, this hasn't had a treatment in a while.
Yeah.
I think the last one was with Rob Lowe in like the early 2000s.
I think Return to Salem's Lot.
Salem's Lot. Not
wasn't that like a miniseries too?
Yes, it was a miniseries.
I think that was the last
one. We have to watch at some point.
But look who's involved.
A writer travels to a town where people become vampires. Wow, that is straight to the point. Doberman. Annabelle comes home, but has written every Annabelle, It and It Chapter 2, The Nun and The Nun 2. Okay, so hasn't done a vampire thing yet, but got the vibes, so cool.
And he's also going to be working with one of the production companies out there. He gets like the first look of what they want to do and gets to choose if he wants to do it for horror movies. Screen Gems, I believe.
Nice.
Yeah, so he is doing work.
Lewis Pullman, Pilu Asbeck, Alfrey Woodard, and Spencer Treat Clark. People. Places.
Is Lewis Pullman Bill Pullman's son?
I don't know. Oh. Let me find out.
I figured you would know that. Well, might be.
I don't know everything.
You know most things.
Yes.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Shit, yeah. That's awesome.
Yep.
Sweet. Next up, we have something called They Found Us. Hey, look, something new. During a camping trip in the Utah wilderness, to heal their broken relationship, a father and daughter must fight against hostile extraterrestrial life forms to prevent their abduction to an unknown and terrifying alien world. Neil Blomkamp is directing. He did District 9, Elysium, and Chappie. And the only person attached to this right now is Joel Kinnaman. That dude. Next.
Yeah. Shelby Oaks. Sounds like a retirement home. A woman's desperate search for her long-lost sister falls into obsession upon realizing that the imaginary demon from their childhood may have been real. And there's that other movie, Not It. That Ryan Reynolds is working on that's about imaginary friends that's also coming out next year.
Yeah.
Like, guys, we get the theme.
Imaginary.
Imaginary friends.
So.
Or enemies, whatever. Chris Stuckman, only done shorts. Now he'll be doing pants. Keith David.
Can you say starring? Can you say directed by and starring, please? So they people know.
Maybe next time put them so I'll read it.
Oh my God.
Starring Keith David, Camille Sullivan, and Michael Beach.
Yeah, boy.
He's a real son of a beach.
Next up, Time Cut. Not yet rated. A high school student accidentally travels back to 2003 and decides to stop a serial killer who murdered her sister. So this is just totally killer, but instead of the 80s, it's the 2000s to make us all feel old.
To hurt my feelings.
To make us feel all old as shit. Directed by Hannah McPherson, who did a Hulu Into the Dark movie called Pure, starring Michael Shanks, Madison Bailey, and Adam Hertig.
Okay, hold.
What?
Hold up. Because what? If it's... What year is this film supposed to be like set in?
Probably 2023.
Because if it's 2023, to be alive when her sister was alive, she'd already at minimum have to be 20 now. So apparently this was a sister that she that died. How big is the fucking age gap there?
I don't know.
That doesn't even make sense. Keep going.
You don't make sense. All right. Next up.
You want me to explain how that doesn't make sense?
No, just move on. We gotta move on.
Fine. Oh, it's my turn. Sorry.
It's on you, bro.
Faces of Death. A woman employed as a website content moderator comes across a series of violent videos reproducing death scenes from a film. Okay.
It's a remake.
Oh, okay. Daniel Goldhaber,
goodness gracious,
is directing and originally did Cam.
Yep.
Starring Josie Tota, Dacre Montgomery, and Barbie Ferrer.
Some of these names, I'm just like, I don't know how to say. Your guess is as good as mine. Ferrera. Barbie Ferrari. There we go. Next, we have Skill House, a dark satire of social media and influencer culture, unflinching take on fame and what new celebrities are willing to do to attain it.
So, influencer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Directed by Josh Stolberg, who has not directed much, but he did write Jigsaw, Spiral, and Saw X. Starring Neil McDonough, Hannah Stocking, and 50 Cent. It's going to be a weird fucking movie.
50 Cent, what has he been doing?
I don't know.
This. Okay, and you see why my movie ideas sound good? Because most of these were like, wow, that sounds like that other movie. Or, oh, it's just another movie in a franchise.
Your movie sounds great.
My movies would be delightful. My dog ghost movie would be great.
Move on.
Anyway.
Move on.
Whistle. At Whistle High School, wow, misfit students stumble upon a cursed object, an ancient Aztec death whistle. What? They find that when they blow the whistle, the terrifying sound emits will invoke their future deaths to hunt them down. That what?
You never heard of an Aztec death whistle?
I'm sorry. Maybe I'm not caught up on my ancient Aztec culture. My bad. I've been busy.
I'll show you. They sound horrifying.
Pass. Corin Hardy is directing, did The Hollow and The Nun, and, oh, okay, I'm slightly more interested now, starring Daphne Keene, Sophie Nellis, and Nick Frost. Nick Frost was why I was slightly more interested.
That's where I figured you'd be more interested.
Please don't. Please
oh, I'm
don't,
doing it. Please, it's please happening. Don't, please don't. This is an Aztec death whistle after this commercial. brought to you by Hi-Li, the best, no, I'm just kidding. So yeah, this is what an Aztec death whistle sounds like after this fucking stupid asshole talks about it for 20 fucking minutes. Just fucking.
Jeez.
That's horrible. It's horrible.
My only concern is this could just be another round of, demonizing indigenous cultures.
Yeah, that's fair.
For some reason.
Yeah. To make a profit. Rude.
I guess so.
Next, we have The One. Taylor makes a last-ditch effort to find love by becoming a contestant on a reality dating show, but she begins to feel the artifice. Is that how you say that? Artifice?
Yeah.
Artifice of the show fade, and the game becomes terrifyingly real. Rivalry turns into treachery.
Ooh, maybe it's like a murdery kind of The Bachelor. Interested.
Directed by Jackie Bradley, who did Treat from 2021, and starring Nicholas Hoult and Melissa Barrera.
I'm in because I think Nicholas Hoult's a delight.
He is.
He's so good in The Great. So good in that.
He's just good in everything.
Canceling it was bullshit, but continue.
It's your up.
Oh, damn it. Never Let Go, Jack. A family that has been haunted by evil spirits for years. Their safety and their surroundings come into question when one of their children questions if the evil is real. All right. Director
Alexander Aja, come on.
Okay. who also did The Hills Have Eyes and Crawl, and starring Halle Berry, sorry, Matthew Kevin Anderson and Christian Park. Wow, way to scroll it while
sorry,
I'm reading it.
Sorry.
You wonder why I can't see words.
Oh, this is the last one. I thought we had 45.
We did.
There's
it.
40.
Yay.
Last one. The Home, which we've briefly mentioned, it follows Max, who realizes that the residents and caretakers in the retirement home he has started working are hiding sinister secrets. Directed by James DeMonaco, who did The Purge 1-3, and also starring Pete Davidson, Marley Talkington, and Linda Sutton. Linda Sutton. I am there for it. It's Pete Davidson working in an old folks home? Yes.
Ah, okay. Cool.
Yeah, that's all the information I need. 100% going to see that. So
mm-hmm.
There you have it. The Frights of 2024. Is there more stuff coming out? Probably. Do we know everything? No, we don't. But there's
will we see it on theaters? Unlikely.
But that was 40 movies coming out next year. It's going to be a good year for horror, despite the fact that there's a lot of sequels and a lot of remakes. I don't care. I'll be there for as many as I possibly can. So the rest of this month will be January Carpenter. I'm very excited. We have a very good lineup. Next week, me and Michael will be doing John Carpenter's 1978 Halloween, and he's going to try to convince me that it is a cinematic masterpiece. We'll see how that goes. Follow us on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and Slasher app at Frightmares Podcast. I'm also on Letterboxd at Dr. Proctor. You are WatsonLMP90. Booyah. And until next week, stay tuned and
stay spooky.